Love, of course. Have you ever participated in a harvest festival? Did you enjoy it? Did you help to plan the festival? Love, of course, was a nice, sweet autumn movie about Noah and Amy. When widow Amy drops her daughter off for college, she never suspected that she'd be convinced to stay on for 6 weeks to help her friend plan a harvest festival. Noah is a college professor and in charge of the festival. Noah's idea of a harvest festival differs from Amy's. As they work together planning the festival, they grow closer, and as you can figure, they fall in love. There were several things about this movie that I enjoyed. I really connected with Noah. He had some wanderlust in his system in the past, meaning he had a hard time staying in one place for a long time. He loved to travel, and he attended several universities as a youth. When I was growing up, we rarely traveled. We stayed put. It only took maybe 2 or 3 road trips while I was growing up. When I graduated from college, I started working for a travel agency. I worked there for 10 years, and one of the perks was free or greatly reduced travel. Since I'd never traveled much before, I went crazy and traveled all over the place. So I can really understand Noah's wanderlust. Australia, I've never been there, but have traveled to nearby New Zealand. Noah said he'd wanted to go to Sydney, but I kind of sense he felt lukewarm about relocating there, even before he fell for Amy. I think deep down he realized his wanderlust had come to an end and he was ready to settle down, just as his friend suggested. On a side note, I've been wanting to travel to Australia for a while now, but the cost and the time has hindered my travel plans. I'd like to take my hubby and son, and that's a lot of cash for the trip. Maybe we'll visit one day, though. Accounting. Amy is slash was an accountant, and I can totally relate to that profession. I've worked as an accountant or financial analyst since I graduated from college with my finance degree. Working with numbers has been a regular part of my life since I was first hired at the travel agency years ago. I no longer work at the agency, and I have another job now, still accounting, but I long for the day when I can leave my day job to pursue my desire of writing books full time. Do you know how hard it is to make a living as a writer? It's not easy, which is why I continue working. Farming. I love seeing Noah work with his land, with the land. I like to see him showing Amy all about farming, growing seeds, planting. I also love to see them work together planning the festival. I loved it when Amy came to rescue Noah when he was stuck in the corn maze. I've always been fascinated with farming, growing food for a living. I sometimes wish I had an apple tree in my backyard. Noah's love for the land resonated with me, and I admired that about him. I thought the chemistry between the two of them was pretty good. It was sad to hear that Amy had lost her husband. She's young, and it was refreshing to see her fall in love again. I thought this was a nice, heartwarming movie. Oh, forgot to mention, I really wanted to see Gabby Douglas do a few backflips. Oh well, maybe if she stars in another Hallmark movie, she can show us some of her gymnastics. So, have you ever participated in a harvest festival? If so, did you enjoy it? Did you help to plan for the festival? Please share your comments about the movie and harvest festivals.